exactly who John is. You know this back surgery that he has had. And we thank you that it went well. But, Lord, we know any surgery like this is scary. We know there's a recovery time. But we just pray that you will speed recovery to him, that he will heal quickly, and that he will be up and about doing what he needs to be doing and would like to be doing. We also pray for the family of Julie Shervinka, who went to her final resting place this weekend. And, Lord, we're just praying that you would be with them. Any time that you lose a loved one, it's difficult, and we ask that you would be with them. And also for the family of George Bells, and he lived a good long life to be 92. And, Lord, we're just thankful that you have been with him and you've been with Julie. And, Lord, through this time for both families, may your Holy Spirit minister to them. Bring people into their homes and into their lives that will be able to encourage them and lift them up. Help people to just celebrate the memory of these loved ones as they're going through this time. And we know that grieving is not a once-and-done thing. It takes time. And Lord, we also know that we never really get over the death of a loved one. We get through that time, but there's always a missing part. And so just walk with them and be with them, especially during this time. We also want to lift up the family of Merlin Bowman, who passed away after that battle with cancer. And, Lord, for his son, Lance. And, Lord, when you've struggled with being with a person for a long time that's had to deal with physical issues, it takes a drain on you. So I just pray a special blessings upon his family as they are not only recovering from all the emotional things that they've been through with the cancer, but now with the loss going through that. And then also we want to lift up Sandra Alsup, who has had neck surgery on Tuesday. We pray that the surgery will have been a total success. We pray for a quick recovery. Healing will go well. She'll be able to be up and about very soon. And then for others who have needs out there, we don't know what those needs are, but you know exactly what they are. And, Lord, I pray that you will meet each one of them. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.